tackle. Terrence Dubes in on that tackle as well, out to no gain on that as well. Maybe an extra foot. Brings up now 3rd and 9. It looks like Chase Tucker may have been the ball carrier.
Matt Alexander, I believe, okay, was. Right. I thought it was 28 was the ball carrier.
I'll take your word for it.
Matt Alexander, nothing going there. Again, that's basically a similar play. You got two backers directly behind the quarterback who's under center, and a quick handoff to the right-hand side of the quarterback, and he hits that line of scrimmage hard and just bounces back. Those defensive tackles not allowing anything going through their way right now.
3rd and 9, receiver wide to the right, or receiver wide to the left, one man in the backfield, and they hand it off to him, and Lakers swells him up at the 43-yard line, shy of the first down by about 7 yards, brought down by Ian Snyder, the defensive end. And Sandusky is going to be facing their first 4th down of the night.
Yeah, Chase Tucker right up the middle, finally getting through that defensive line, but finding out quickly the linebackers are pretty good on this team too, and not letting them go anywhere. So 4th and medium coming up now for Sandusky.
4th and medium.
That's right. It's not very long. It's not that short, though, either.
That's how I take my steak.
Me too.
6:30 left in the first quarter here. No score. Sandusky facing a 4th down and 5 to go. And they have the punt team out on the field. Back deep for Lakers at his own 30-yard line is number 4, Dustin Cady. And the punt is off from number 3, Jacob Lasecki. And this one goes right out of bounds at about the 35-yard line. That caught the wind and went straight left off his foot and through the wind and out of bounds. So,
yeah, very similar, Clark, to one of your wedge shots there. When you hit it off the inside of the club, it's going to go straight to the left, Clark, and that's what happened right there.
Well, typically what I do is I offset myself into the wind and maybe hit the middle of the fairway.
Well, and you're totally backwards as well, being left-handed, so that actually went off the toe of your club, the end of it.
Hate when that happens. 6:10 left here in the first quarter. Lakers coming out, no huddle. Power pistol to the left, 2 receivers wide to the left. Now they send number 7, Seth Bowles, in motion to the right, and it's Dustin Cady on the keeper. Cuts back to his left and gets tripped up at the 40-yard line as the linebacking corps for Sandusky, number 45. That'd be Wyatt Bradley, comes in with the tackle. He's a freshman. After a 5-yard gain for Dustin Cady.
Seth Bowles on the left side of your screen at tight end position. Comes in motion to the right side, and that's where the play goes to. Dustin Cady finding nothing there, bottled up, kicks back to the left, and that's where the tackler, Wyatt Bradley, was waiting for him.
A little bit of a high snap, and Dustin Cady barely brings it in. He has to run it for himself, and he might get out an extra yard from the line of scrimmage. Another tackle by Wyatt Bradley, the same tackler as last play. Gets out for a yard. Now 3rd and 4 to go from their own 41-yard line. Left, right across your radio here are the Lakers.
Well, the good snaps are going to be crucial. That ball is going to be slippery with this wet weather happening out here in front of us. Mauricio Diaz kicked out to the left, looking like he wanted a sweep or a screen pass of some kind. And Dustin Cady did all he could do to handle that snap and did the right thing, just getting behind his offensive line and falling forward, taking what he could get on a busted play.
They send Wisner wide to the left, power pistol to the right with Dubes, and gets the handoff from Cady. And he's out to number 40, out to the 42-yard line, brought down by Trevor Willing, the junior. Maybe another yard brings him now 4th and 3 for the Lakers.
And again, nothing going on the read option. They had Dustin Cady's option taken, so he gave it to Dubes, and Dubes had nowhere going quickly. So again, now 4th and 3 coming up. Decision time for Lakers and Coach Grabowskis. Remember, Clark, with these field positions, with field conditions, I should say, winning the field position battle, is going to be crucial. So you got to take into consideration punting the football here is probably the right thing to do.
So from the 42-yard line will be the line of scrimmage for Lakers, and they're ready to punt this one away. Back at his own 30-yard line, punting this for his Terrence Dubes. And this one's going to go out of bounds as that wind is taking everything directly out of bounds as fast as possible. And they're going to say it went out of bounds at the 39-yard line of Sandusky, where Sandusky will take over on downs, their second possession of the night. With 3:48 left here in the first quarter, still scoreless.
Yeah, again, the punter there trying to angle it towards the sideline, trying to get some sort of forward bounce, because into the wind he wasn't getting anything, and that thing just carried the ball out of bounds. So not much yardage there on the punt, but again, now football on the other side of the field for Lakers defense, going to make Sandusky with this wind and rain go all the way down the field on him.
Sandusky in the huddle. They like to take their time in the huddle as they're working right to left across your radio at their own Sandusky 39-yard line off the left hash. Coming out with two men in the backfield, receiver wide to the right, number 28, Matt Alexander, tight end to the left. As Lasecki is under center, and he's going to hand this off to number 25, Brian Ross, out to the 45-yard line. It's going to be a gain of six. It's brought down by Ian Snyder, defensive end. And it's going to bring second and four now for Sandusky, starting to move the ball a little bit.
Wow, they take away Chase Tucker on the play, so Sandusky says, fine, we'll throw you a different guy. Brian Ross takes the carry instead, finds a little running room, giving a five-yard gain, making it look easy. We'll see what they come up with on second down now. Chase Tucker, again, the vital of this offense, going away from him a little bit, may open him up later in this game.
Power to the left, receiver wide to the right. And Lasecki's going to keep this for himself. And he tries to dive around the right end, and there's no room to go at all as Os McCabe is there to meet him for no gain, maybe a loss of a half a yard. We'll say no gain on that. Brings up now third and five with 2:53 left here in the first. Sandusky facing 5 yards to go.
Oh, it's hard to fool Austin McCabe. As smart as they get, and with his size and that defensive line, wasn't buying the play fake, stood his ground in case the quarterback took it. He was right, makes a stop in the backfield for no gain. Again, the quarterback trying to hand the ball off to Chase Tucker and keeping it himself, a little bit of a read option, and where he spins back to the far side of the field, run right into the arms of Austin McCabe.
Third and five, receiver wide to the left, two men in the backfield, Lasecki's under center. And they're going to hand this off as
that ball hits the ground.
Fumble on the ground. They never had the direct handle on that with due to that loose, that wet ball out there. And it appears that Sandusky has recovered right at the line of scrimmage. So now a fourth and five from the 45-yard line. 2 minutes left here in the first quarter.
Wow, Lasecki handled the snap just fine, but they very quickly, them tailbacks are on the quarterback, ready for the football, and it went right off the thighs of the running back, Chase Tucker, but fortunately for him, it bounced right back up into his arms. So after a first down play of 5 yards, here they are on fourth down now with still 5 yards to go.
And they bring the punt team out, and they are showing punt. As Lasecki, also the quarterback, also punter. This one's actually going to stay in bounds and gets it out of the wind, and it's going to take a Sandusky bounce out of bounds inside the 20 down to the 15-yard line where it bounces out, and it'll be Laker ball from the 15.
On a great punt there as he keeps it very low and actually flies it over the head of the punt returner, Bowles, not expecting him to be able to get it that far. And then it just knuckles and rolls its way inside the 20 and down to the 15. So Sandusky right now winning the battle for field position. So nobody really able to do anything on offense so far. So again, Sandusky in a way leading this game.
Ironically enough, Sandusky's last drive covered six yards in 2 minutes and 22 seconds. Lakers' last possession covered 7 yards in 2 minutes and 22 seconds.
Wow, that's pretty good.
And, of course, 4 plays each. As now it's a quarterback keeper on the left end as Dustin Cady goes to the far side as the wind starts to pick up in the rain. And he's brought down by number 45, Wyatt Bradley, that freshman, as it's going to be, looks like about a 3-yard gain out to the 18-yard line. And it's going to be a second and 7 as the weather just continuously gets worse and worse.
It's getting hard to see out there. It's starting to cool down even more. It's starting to turn into snow, more of a snow type mixture right now. It's getting hard to see the numbers again, Clark. But again, that power eye to the left, the design run to Dustin Cady gets him 3 yards on first down.
And it's going to be handoff to Terrence Dubes in this one, and Sandusky meets him right at the line of scrimmage and is actually going to push him back. It depends on where the spot is. We have a late flag coming in from the official, and it's going to be a holding against Lakers, so don't even think of that last play, whereas they're going to march off 10 yards on this one and push him back from the 19-yard line. Well, it depends if it's from the spot. It'll be from the 17-yard line back to the 7.
Absolutely right, Clark. And again, a play that's going nowhere right now. I don't know. Sandusky was probably watching that game last week very heavily. Terrence Dubes right up the middle, running into a brick wall, not going anywhere. And Lakers and Sandusky, two teams that are highly, highly penalized throughout the regular season. Doesn't make it very long into this game before that yellow handkerchief finds its way out there on the turf.
So they're marching this one back all the way to the 5 yards. Well, hold